Well, it is 5:30, and I will call the Board of Trustees Finance Committee meeting of January 16th, 2018 to order. And the first order of business, adoption of amendment to the agenda. Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve it.
I so move.
Motion by Jim.
I'll second.
Second by Lisa. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is approval of the minutes of January 21st. This is an action item. Any questions or concerns, corrections that you've come across? If not, I'll entertain a motion for that.
I'll move approval of the minutes of November 21st, 2017.
Motion by Lisa, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next item, fourth quarter financial report.
The fourth quarter.
There's a voice.
I think this is working better than usual.
Yeah, it's great.
Fourth quarter, the last 2 minutes of the game, we're very excited.
Yeah, it's been a week like that.
So for the fourth quarter, we ended up with a surplus on paper of right around $356,000, which was a little lower than what we anticipated. And some of the reasons for that, if you look at the building maintenance, where it's $37,000 over, some of that had to do with the fire and some of the payments that we had to make additional. And boiler was an additional $20,000 on top of that.
Because we agreed to that, yes.
Correct. Other than that, fourth quarter was just as uneventful as the third. We brought in the revenue that we were anticipating. Actually, fines did a little better than I thought it was going to. I was looking around the $340,000, but we ended up with $347,000. Interest came in a lot higher. End of the year rates were really good for us, so reinvesting was at its high point at that time. If you look at page 6 on the investment listing, you'll see that the beginning of the year CDs were at 1%, and then towards the end of the year they grew to about 1.7%, which is really good rates for CDs. Other than that, nothing else really stood out to me. So if you have any questions, I'll take those.
Any questions of Aaron?
If I may, Mr. Chair, yeah. That maintenance that we had with the fire, was that any of that covered under insurance at all? Or that's just additional?
Some of it was. And what happens is when we have that lease with the city,
right,
and they have additional charges that they tack on, we pay 20% of that.
Okay.
So it wasn't our claim, it was their claim.
Their claim, which we pay 20% of their claim.
Because they have a much higher deductible than we do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, well, that's what we agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Mr. Chair, how about the one in the rental equipment where it was like 216%? I mean, it was only $8,000, but still it was quite a bit higher than a $7,000 figure.
It's on page 9, about
page nine,
a little over halfway down the page.
Halfway down, 271.
Or it's 8,900 over.
Yeah,
correct.
That's right, yeah.
I actually don't have the detail for that right now on me, but I can get that and reply back to you tomorrow morning on that.
Because, you know, we replaced all these copy machines. You would have thought that.
I don't believe any of this was copier machines.
Drop related? There was something with a book drop early in the year. I don't remember what it was, though.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
Okay.
Yeah, Aaron, if you could also email that to me, too.
Sure.
Just
send it to the whole
committee. I'll just send it to the whole board.
Sounds good. Any other questions? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the fourth quarter financial report?
So moved.
Motion by Randy, is there a second?
Wait for Lee.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, second by
work.
Lee. All right.
Great minds thinking parallel.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Eddie, you gotta sit in the middle.
Yeah, that's where they put me.
That's where they put the new guy. Yeah. On the table.
For 6 months. Okay. 6 months.
Okay. Let me interrupt this. The next one to let Mr. Pop introduce himself to everybody else that maybe don't know who he is.
Oh, sure. Ed Pop, Benton County Commissioner. I'm replacing Spencer. Irreplaceable Spencer. There you go.
Spencer's very unique.
Yeah.
Welcome, Ed.
Welcome, Ed.
We are
welcome aboard.
Okay,
yeah. Item number five now. Proposed 2019 budget process timeline.
So this timeline is the same as what we used last year, which would mean in February we'll have a finance committee to adopt the budget planning calendar and the base budgeting guidelines for the 2019 budget. We'll then start collecting base budget estimates and department budget requests. I would anticipate that at the March finance committee we'd likely have the base budget put together for first analysis, but you know, it could end up in April. And then April is what we've actually said we're bringing the base budget forward to. So it kind of depends on what the board would like, if you'd like to see it sooner or if you want to see it with the department budget requests. That would be, we could tweak what's in the calendar here. And then our goal is to have the preliminary budget put together for the full board to review by the May meeting, so that we could have the final budget proposal done by July, so that we have it passed per the joint powers agreement before
prior
the end
the
of July.
To set their preliminary.
Right.
So this is a very similar timeline as last year.
Right. Right.
And it seemed like it worked out real well.
Right. And it is based off of the Benton County process, Ed. So
yeah.
You'll see some similarities. I mean, there's a little bit of difference. There's a lot more complexity to the Benton County one, I think, but you'll see all of the pieces along the way.
That's what Spencer had said, and Monty was actually here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 2 or 3 years ago now.
A little over 2 years ago,
okay.
He came and
third
presented
year.
Baseline budgeting to us.
Okay.
So any questions, concerns of Karen on this timeline? Okay.
Is there a preference on whether you want to see the base budget with the department budget requests, or if you want to see that before the budget requests come through?
How was it last year, Mr. Chair?
I think we brought the base budget
first,
before we brought the budget.
That's what
requests.
I remember.
And the prior year we did them together. So
okay.
That's where, you know, okay, we're in year three, which works better. It's fine either way for us.
I didn't see any snags or anything that raised a red flag the way we did it for this budget cycle. It seemed like it flowed really well. But just the way it is presented, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But this was not up to me, it's up to the whole board here. Okay, now you've seen the proposed 2019 budget process timeline, and we've had some discussion on this. Any more discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
We'll move so that. Move. Sorry. Lee went first.
Lee?
Second.
Approved and second by Jim. Ed, you're going to be faster on that if you're going to get in on this. these are fast people here.
Yeah. We'll
okay. Motion has been made by Lee and second by Jim. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next meeting is February 20th at 5:30. Being that there's no other business, we stand adjourned at 5:40.